So yes, Kela v'chazer in nosen ben oyes machikim mehem k'mo yitzay sodim. Vav dinam k'zin tzayis shar behema chayev oyes ein tzoch lachim. The assumption is that stam excrements from a dog or chazer, stam animals and birds, does not have such a bad smell, and therefore you don't have to be machik. If it has a very bad smell, then it has all the halachos of regular tzoy. But tzoya of a kelev, of a dog, and a chazer, if you put hides in them and use it for tanning the hides, that causes a very bad smell. That you do have to be machik. What's the criterion to be considered riachara? That's the smell that regular people feel discomfort when they're in the presence of that. Chemicals that have a bad smell do not have a problem of some types of gasoline or whatever it is. That's all right. The reach that we're talking about is something decomposed and that causes the bad smell. And this is all the opinion of the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham, who's more lenient, and he says that stam animals and the excrement does not have a very strong smell. Even when it's fresh, it still has a smell. Still, since it's only a temporary state, does not have the status of tzoy. So maybe you don't have to be machik from them more than the point you don't smell it. In other words, if the smell is disturbing you, everybody agrees that you should move away till you don't smell it. But to respect, you have to move 4 amas away from the smell. The Magram says that as long as you don't smell the excrement of animals, you do not have to be concerned about it. Mishapur brings the Derech HaChayim that says this is a suffix la'alocha, and therefore, a Kriya Shema, if you read Kriya Shema within 4 hours of excrement that has a very foul smell, you know, it's excrement of an animal or bird, then you should do it, you should say it again, but by Tzvila, then you have to make it tonight, because maybe you yoitz. Should make a condition. That was yoitz already, the second one should be only as a gift offering.
Yeah.
And, Shmuel says, in respect to tefillah, once you daven, you don't have to bother saying it a second time. You can rely on the Magen Avraham and the ones that feel that way. Ein testifei, tzoyas chamor harako, v'ach shabom in a derech, the excrement of a donkey, when it's still soft, this is something that we assume has a bad smell. And same thing as tzoyas chatul, the tzoyah of a cat, a mia, other cat-like creature, and veil mesrach is a rotting carcass. All these have the din of tzoyis odin, and all the halachas of tzoyis. Aholich v'derech av b'shereya tzoyis behema k'negdoi. If a person's walking and he sees the excrement of an animal in front of him, im ein areach baloi, ein uchoshish l'miut l'tloyis v'shal chamor. As long as he doesn't smell it, so we said before, if you don't smell it, you could assume that it's not a bad smelling thing, because tam tzoyi of animals doesn't have a bad smell. You have to uchoshish, maybe this is a donkey. Donkey's tzoyi. If you live in a town that the majority of animals are donkeys, then you do have to be choishish. This is pre-automobile time. People used to use donkeys more than cars and trucks. Shami mentions the urine of a donkey who's coming from a long walk, or a red hen or chicken, is problematic. So they're angry, and if some of the Achrayim hold of this red bird they're talking about is a turkey. It has a bad smell. So one should not have a pet turkey. It causes a lot of problems. Siv Zayin, Tzoyis Tanakrayim Ha'olchim V'vayis, Dinik Tzoyis Ve'in L'chai V'oif. If you have just one or two, a small amount of hens and chickens running around your house area, then we assume that the soot is not a bad smell, and it's not a problem. The lul is the coop where all the birds stay together over there. That area has a very bad smell, and has a bit of tzayas other. Shabu brings that the bird is sitting on eggs. It's known that it has a very foul-smelling tzoya, and therefore it's a problem. Siv Ches, also liquor is connected ashkol shereichra. This is a garbage dump, a garbage bin that has a foul smell, then that is a bit of tzoya, Therefore, if it's closed, covered up, then it's covered up. If it's open, then you can't have it in front of you. You can't even look at it. You sing the Vitoya. Even if you know that it doesn't have any diapers in it, but the stench from the decomposing matter over there is also enough of a reason to give it a status of tzoyah.